for the healing. I am the great healer. What is it that you have need of? Is it stability in me? I am the rock. What is it that you have need of? I keep asking that question because sometimes you really don't know what you have need of. You just know that you have a need. What you need is more of me. What you need is more of my glory. What you truly need is my love, so engulfing you that nothing can penetrate into your being. I love you. I love you desperately. And I look at you and I weep because I see that you quit growing. You become stagnant. You're in a place that's going to take you out if you don't shake yourself and get up and move on. I have so much for you, children. I have all of heaven open for you. Do not give in to the cares of this world. Do not give in to what the enemy is throwing your way. For I am that I am, the Almighty One, and I am watching over you. And in this dispensation of time, I am weeping over my churches. Why do you allow the enemy to put his thumb upon you and push you down? But my glory wants to rise you up into the heavenly places. I have come by this night to sup with this congregation. I have been here all along. I've been looking at each one of your hearts, and I say unto you, I weep. I weep because you don't believe me. You don't truly trust me. And just because you haven't received the miracle that you should have received does not mean that I am not real. I am working on your behalf. I'm asking you to be strong in me. And I'm asking you to quit looking at the circumstances. Because children's circumstances are always there. The enemy makes sure he always places something before you to get your eyes off of your Father in heaven. This night I say unto you, I watch some of you dance before me with joy unspeakable. I watched as you just ran and praise me with every fiber of your being. I watched as some praise me, but still bound in that prison of worldly situations that keep pushing you down. I am either the God of the miracles or I am not. And I tell you this night, I am the God of miracles. I do want to give you the miracle that you have need of. I have been causing you to become strong towers in my presence. Oh, I know suffering has been hard, and I know it's been long, and you think my hand is not moving, but surely it is moving even when you do not see it. I have chosen each one of you to do a special works in my kingdom. You will benefit from my glory. You will go forth as strong towers. But I have called you to be warriors right now. You need to fight the good fight of faith. You need to defeat the enemy on all fronts. And never once look back at what the enemy is doing. But keep your eyes steadfast upon me. I have given you word after word after word about what I'm going to do with your lives. That should propel you to go forth. But it doesn't. And why? Because you keep looking at the circumstances. You keep looking at your body who does not know what to do with itself. You keep looking at your relationships that are not going anywhere. You keep looking at your finances that only I can control. It goes on and on and on. I want you to take your eyes off of all those worldly issues. And I want you to place your eyes on me. And trust me with every fiber of your being. And know that I am God. I am the God of mercy, of love, and of grace. And my glory will fill your temple to overflowing as you truly submit your all unto me. Right now my arms are wide open and I am saying, come. Come into my everlasting arms. Feel my heartbeat. Know that I love you. Please know that I love you. I cannot shield you from the cares of this world, little one. As long as you look at the cares, you have to come into my presence. You have to sup with me. Life goes on as you know it. People are hurt. People die. People live. People laugh. People cry. But I remain the same. And I am saying, come this night. Come out of that place of lethargy, of stagnation, and come on up hither into my everlasting arms. And let's you and I dine together. Let's you and I truly, truly, truly dine together. I have so much I want to give you. I have so much I want to pour out upon you. But you are not yet ready to receive it because you are too tied up with the cares of this world. I am love. I am laughter. I am joy unspeakable. But look around about you. Do you see any of those things? Where am I in this mix? I'm looking down upon you and I weep. And I say, please, cast your eyes upon me. Give me all those cares that are weighing you down. And let you and I walk. Let's walk like we've never walked before. And let's do the great mighty works that needs to be done in this dispensation of time. Peace. Peace I leave with you this night. A peace that surpasses all understanding. Even in the midst of the biggest storm in your life, you will witness peace if you will receive it this night. I have my winnowing fan out, and I'm going throughout the land, and I am separating the wheat from the chaff, and I am bringing forth those who truly love me, those who have died out to self, those who have been in the prison cell like Paul and Silas, but you still praise me, you still rejoiced that I was your father. I have handpicked you, and I'm going to take you by the hand, and I'm going to lead, guide, and direct each and every footstep. You do not understand where I am taking my body to, or you would not give in to the mundane things of this world. Where I am taking you to is so elaborate, so profound, that even when you get there, you won't believe that you're there. But that place stands before you, little ones. Empty yourself out this night and just come into my presence. there's an atmosphere of heaviness in here that God would like to break through tonight. It's on your heart. That heaviness is in your heart. Let God have that heaviness right now. That is your cares that you're carrying around, and you're so heavy that you can't be lifted up above the beggarly elements of this world. Right now, God just wants you to just give Him everything that's in your heart. Give Him all those heavy things that you cannot control. Some of you are trying to manipulate God, and you can't do that. Give Him those heavy things right now. Let His glory come by you right now and take all that you know that does not belong to God. How I long to dance with you tonight. Right now, I would just love to just pick you up and take you to the great dance room in my heavenly kingdom. It's a ballroom with lights that glimmer and shine. And the people just dance and dance, dance and dance. There's joy in the heart. Laughter in the soul. And the enemy cannot defeat you when you dance with me. So dance, children. Dance as David danced. Give it all to me tonight. Hold nothing in reserve. It's all out tonight. I'm asking God to open up your spiritual eyes so you can see into the spirit realm and see that great big ballroom and you dancing and twirling with the Father in it. All your cares are disappearing. All those heavy weights that you brought into the house of God are falling off. You felt light as a feather. And you're dancing. He's saying higher. Come up higher right now. Higher. Leave this world behind and come up higher tonight. This world holds nothing for you, children. Absolutely nothing. Come on. A little higher. A little higher. Be intoxicated by my love. Be intoxicated by the aroma of my presence. And come dance with me tonight. It's time to dance as Miriam danced. It's time to dance with all of your might. Because you've won a victory tonight. The heavy weights and the heavy chains have been broken. And you are free. You are free. Grace, without any music, would you please get up with your flags and just dance before the Lord? Thank you. The angel choir has just entered into what Grace is doing. The angels of God are dancing and flagging. And they are saying, come, come rejoice with me. Come rejoice with your Father. Dance. Dance before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Just dance. T.T., God wants you to stand up and dance for him. We're dancing to heavenly music tonight. You should feel the powerful anointing that's in the room tonight. And God said the heavenly choir is singing behind the dancers. And all heaven is rejoicing tonight because you've decided to enter into his presence. Remember, God said to you, what do you have need of? We sang the song about the glories here in the opening. Now, did you believe that? If you did, then tell God what you have need of. And then receive it. Father God, let them hear the angels sing. Let them feel your awesome presence right now. There's an angel walking through this room right now, and he has gold on the tips of his wings, and he's here to heal. Let him come by and touch you and heal you tonight. Some of you are broken within, and God's healing that brokenness tonight. Grace, are you still flagging? Thank you, Jesus. All right, Deborah, can you get up and flag then? God needs somebody flagging. We're moving with the heavenly realm tonight. Thank you, what is it you have need of? God's here. Healing in his wings. Receive it right now. Adriana, whatever song that God's laying on your heart right now, please sing it out. Christopher Gore, God's going to give you, he wants you to give a message in tongues. Then after you give a message in tongues, and Brett, you're going to interpret it.
My children, I am your father. I am the one who sits on the throne of heaven, and I shall not be moved or displaced. All of creation heeds my voice and yields to my command, and I've spoken a word over you. My love is true, my love is steadfast, and I am faithful. Who am I? Who am I? I am the Almighty. I am the Most High. And my love for you reaches across the heavens. I am is with you. I am is here. And I am touching each one of your hearts. And I am saying to you, please, please yield to my spirit, for I am is with you. I am is surely with you all the days of your life.
Why can't you believe me tonight? I shut off the worldly music. I shut off the worldly voices. And I've come to sup with you. My love is an everlasting love. The world's love comes and it goes, so shallow. I am pleading with you this night. Open up your hearts and receive me. Brett, he's still going to talk to you right now.
Children, open your hearts to me. I so desire to pour all of myself into you. Open your hearts to me. Let us become one. Let us fulfill the promises that I've spoken over your life. Open your hearts before me. And I will pour myself into you in my fullness. You will know me. You will know my glory. I am standing before you this night. Will you sup with me? Will you enter into my presence in the heavenly realms? Will you come up here with me so I can be all that you have need of? Lay it all at my feet. Set it in my hands and walk away from it. And do not pick it up. And I will move upon you and through you to accomplish all that you have need of.
Yatayunda stokoyunda yunda basa. Halationdo tiondo koyunda yunda basoko. Halationda stakation basa tarionda ranamaya. Halationdo stokoyunda yunda ranamo yundai. Yunda yondo yunda yunda basoko. Halationda stakayunda basoko yunda yunda ranamo soko. Hindi on the Sakai on the boy on the Ion, the Ion, the boy, you don't know the vocal. Hindi on the Basakai on the boy on the vocal in days of I and Dava. Lati on the vocal in the on the Basakai on the Basikio. Hindi on the high on the high on the high.
Go ahead, Brett.
I weep over you. My children. You must come into my presence. You must be secure in the palm of my hands, or you will not survive what is coming down the road. You must secure yourselves in me, or you will not make it. The blood of my son is all you have need of. Why? Why do you still suffer defeat at the hands of the enemy? You must take my hand this night. And come up hither with me. I give you life. I give you hope. I give you promises that I will fulfill. But you must be obedient to me. You must place your eyes upon me and only me.
Catherine, God has a word that He wants to speak through you.
Children, hear my heart tonight. This is a critical moment for you tonight. Heed my voice. Receive my love. Run to your Father. Children, why? Why, children? Why, children? My heart is heavy tonight. My love is everlasting. My grace is sufficient.
Love, 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 love. I have to bring my love in this dispensation of time, because the harvest that I'm bringing in knows nothing but hate. They know darkness, they know discord, but they don't know love and they don't know light. I am commissioning each one of you here this night to take my love and my light to this dark, dark world. This is a world without hope. This is a world that has fallen into the gross darkness that I prophesied about a decade ago. And it is here. And now I need you to go forth with your lights shining bright, love in your heart, compassion like you've never had before, mercy and grace. I need you, little ones, to be my son Jesus going throughout this land, retrieving the souls that the enemy has ensnared. And as you will go with my love. You will go with my purpose on your heart. And you will go with my strength and my power. And you will win the souls for the kingdom of heaven. You've been serving me all the days of your life. But you did not understand that this day was coming when I was going to require more of you. All of you, so I could send you forth the minister to the darkness that has invaded the land. How bright is your light? Has it grown dim because you hid it under a bushel? Or is it bright for all the darkness to see? Many, many, many have come through my doors, professing to know me and professing to love me, but they neither was true. But I have been training you and I have been teaching you for such a time as this. And this is a perfect timing for the gates of hell to be opened and to set the captives free. This is a perfect timing for my church to rise up as a beacon in a dark, dark world, and to bring the souls into my kingdom. There's so many that has passed in this shoal that should not be there, because my church would not quit playing games. But this night I say unto this handful of people, I have chosen you for such a time as this. And I am asking for your light tonight to go forth out of these four walls and to shine into the darkness and bring the captives home. So many weeping, so many crying out, somebody help me. Somebody help me. And there's nobody there to help. Will you put your life aside? And will you be that help to a lost and dying soul? Don't judge. Please don't judge. Just go and just love. Love the hurt away. Love the rejection away. Love the hate away. But go, please go, and be my vessels of honor. Adriana, if you have your song, would you please go ahead and sing it?
Pour on me a love that's sweet. Pour on me a love that's kind. Call my name and I'll come running back to you. 'Cause there's no fear in love. There's no fear in love. Father, if I seem to stray, and if I seem to pull away, just call my name and I'll come back to you. 'Cause there's no fear in love. There's no fear in love.
I'm just hearing the Father say, watch for my rainbow. My rainbow of blessings. This rainbow will follow you wherever you go. Barbara, would you please get up and flag? If there's anybody in here who has a sickness in your body that you want God to touch, please go to the altar and line up. Grace, God wants you to anoint the people to be healed. We don't need to be told what the infirmity is. God already knows. And you're at the pool of Bethesda right now. And the angel of God is passing you by, going by you to touch you for your healing. Just raise your hands, please, and just receive. T.T., the lady that's standing in front of Aaron, will you please go up and dance around her and break down the barriers?